Mini-episode 1901 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1901, the weekly FDH football preview show. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview for the 2025 College Football National Championship and the 2025-26 NFL Playoff Divisional Round. In college, it was 2-2 last week, 49-48-1 for the season, whereas in the pros, it was 5-7 last week and 128-154-5 for the season. We start with Miami's de facto home game in the final round of the college football playoff as the Canes get 7.5 with a total of 47.5. There's a few key notes in this matchup, and two of them revolve around the respective running games. Mark Fletcher Jr. has been key to the Miami offensive success throughout the playoffs thus far, and as for the Hoosiers, their key stat is 4.0 yards per carry, as they are far more successful when they reach that mark than when they don't. Both offenses need to establish the run also in order to help stave off the respective pass rushes. Miami is going to have to play a more consistent 60-minute game than they did offensively against Texas A&M and defensively against Mississippi if they want to hold up against an all-time squad like Indiana. It won't happen. Indiana 24, Miami 13. In Saturday's opening divisional round game, it's Buffalo at Denver on CBS with the home team getting 1.5 and a total of 46. The Broncos aren't built to exploit the Bills on the ground, and this is one of the larger gaps in a quarterback matchup in the past few postseasons. We will see a real irresistible force versus immovable object clash, with Denver's second-rated third-down defense and Buffalo's fourth-rated third-down offense. Look for a field position battle that will be limited offensively by Bo Nix on the big stage and the Orange Crush 2K25. Buffalo 19, Denver 16. Saturday's nightcap features San Fran at Seattle on Fox, with the 49ers getting 7.5 and the total at 45. The Niners seem impossible to kill this year, as they followed up an offseason of salary dumping with a regular season that saw them lose a lot of star power to injury, and now George Kittle goes down, although Fred Warner could be back, and yet they persevere. Lost in the crushing Week 18 loss to the Seahawks was how well their defense rose up. A field position game is one that the 49ers could actually steal, but they won't. At a time when the conventional wisdom is that Sam Darnold is just waiting to be exposed, the comeback kid will have a very respectable performance to secure a home NFC championship game, Seattle 20, San Francisco 10. In Sunday's opener, it's Houston at New England on ESPN, with the Texans getting 3 and a total of 41.5. The Patriot defense really rose up in the wild card round, but that was against the Chargers' shower curtain offensive line. The pundits acting like the two defenses in this game are neck and neck are, quite frankly, pretty ignorant. Houston has a defense for the ages, and they've also played one of the league's most difficult schedules, while the glass jaw Pats played the worst schedule not just this season, but in quite some time. It's a bit early for pundits to be proclaiming that the next New England dynasty is here. They're off to a great start, and they may take that first big step, but it ain't here and it ain't now. Houston 19, New England 13. This week's closer has the Rams going to Soldier Field on NBC, with the home team getting 3.5 and the total at 48.5. Let's be honest, the numbers show that the Bears have been fluking it out for much of this season, with a suspect defense 100% reliant on turnovers, which can be fluky. And, of course, they had the league's sixth worst strength of schedule, which is the primary reason they made the playoffs and the Lions didn't. Like New England, their time will come, but it's not now. That said, if you squint hard enough, you can maybe see one more miracle on Lake Michigan Sunday night, as Matt Stafford may come into the game with only four healthy fingers, counting his thumb, and the harsh wintry conditions being the exact opposite of what a team from LA would want. But, like the Texans, the Rams have a huge advantage in terms of strength of schedule, and Chicago will end up seeing the 1985 NFC Championship game avenged. Rams 30, Bears 22. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.